Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program, Al Fiqh ala al Madhaib al Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 9th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447. Corresponding to this Gregorian calendar, and that is the 2nd of October 2025. Alhamdulillah, today our topic is on Iraq, and Mufti Saab will be discussing a whole lot of issues on Iraq, as well as the Awliyaullah and the benefits of becoming the Awliyaullah. Allah says in the Quran Sharif, Ala inna Awliyaullahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. Surely, the friends of Allah, there's no pain, there's no grief upon them. So this is the awliya. Mufti Saab will be discussing this, inshallah. Let's welcome Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa rana Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, may want to start off with some headlines.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We have two janaza notices. First one is Hashim Saleji, sweet shop, Bispingo Beach, has returned to the mercy of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He is currently in Jamaat to King Rose Pumalanga. Janaza Salat will be performed at the King Rose Jami Masjid at 10:50, so meaning 11 o'clock, so it took place already. Thereafter, the janaza will be taken to Bispingo Beach. And there the dial road, I suppose. May Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. So this brother Hashim Saleji, he was with my brother-in-law there in Broncos Parade, you know, when all that took place, that is, the shooting and all these things there. So then he was there, but he was not shot also. But now this morning he passed away, or last night, I think. But anyway, he passed away. So Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. He was in the path of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And we know that tomorrow the jury is starting here, the Markaz also. In our family, we know that Dr. Junaid Arbi, his sister Shazia, passed away a month ago and so forth. And we were there for the janaza. And now her ex-husband Adil, he passed away last night in tragic circumstances. So anyway, so now there's post-mortem, they might be busy with it still. And then they'll give ghusl there in Tongat and bring the body here to Stanerton. So we don't know what time exactly janaza will be, but it should be tonight sometime, that's what I'm thinking. So all the marhumin, those we know, we don't know. So for all of them, we should make dua. Allah Jalla Wala grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, and Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of them and their families. So therefore, the best dua for us as Muslims is that we should make for them is Surah 14, verse number 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established. And Allah Ta'ala knows best, you know, there are children involved. So Allah Ta'ala reward Dr. Junaid and his wife. They will bring up Saad. Saad has become yatim now. Father also passed away. In Islam, when the father passes away and the son, daughter are not mature, so he's yatim. And the mother passed away before that, and now the father passed away, but he's becoming a hafiz, mashallah. He is there in the custody of his mama, Mamu, you see that, Mamaji. And that is Dr. Junaid, his wife, and so forth. So they will take care of them, inshallah, Allah reward them. And Layana, you know, so she must be 15, 16 years old or something. So Allah make easy for all parties, and Allah Ta'ala grant all the marhumin Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Regarding the news today, these three, four items quickly. Number one is we know the flotilla, they were intercepted and they were then taken away and all that. Then they'll be deported. But the awareness it created, and that is what it wants. You see 40 boats, 50 boats, whatever it is, and hundreds of people, some from South Africa, from Pakistan, from Europe, from here, from there, and some Arab countries. And the shocking news I received, and I sent it out this morning, there were three people from Egypt who wanted to join this flotilla, but now they disappeared. Nobody knows where they are. So these are the pharaohs we speak about, the murtadin, munafiqin, kafirin, you know, and so forth and so on. So they are burial bootlickers of the kuffar and so forth. So anyway, so how much can the boats take? It can never be much compared to the population, but they wanted to make a statement that Israel is guilty of genocide, deliberately starving the population, guilty of ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, and now various capitals in the world that today they're striking, tomorrow they'll be striking in Italy and so many places. So therefore, the noose is tightening, remember, on them, on Israel, and inshallah, it will be wiped off the surface of this earth. We don't believe in two states and all the later Saudi haramis and Najdis kafirs and so forth. It's one state only, and it's Palestine. The Sunni countries couldn't work it out. Kafir Shias had to work it out. Imagine what an indictment that is upon us, you know. And then, you see, Trump wants to run as Gaza. He can't run America. You know per day how much they're losing? $400 million. You see that? And people are not being paid, they're sitting at home, hundreds and thousands of them, and so forth, because of the shutdown and so forth and so on. So we see that is the humiliation and disgrace, you must remember, that Allah has put them through. We all should be making special dua for our children in Indonesia. Remember that the numbers are coming down, but remember, it looks like most likely that they have passed away, majority of them, more than 50 or 60 or so. And you know, they're still trying to retrieve the bodies and so forth. They were in Salat actually, and that wall and that classroom, you know, collapsed on them. So inshallah, Allah will raise them as shuhada and martyrs. Allah give their family sabre jameel. You know, it's difficult to lose your children and so forth in such tragic circumstances. So ever the Muslims are, Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us, and Allah protect us from the shirk and the evil of all the enemies of Islam and Muslims.
Mufti Saab, we start with Iraq. What's the name of Iraq, and when did Mufti Saab go to Iraq?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, with Allah's fazl, Allah's karam, Allah's grace and mercy, benevolence. It was in 2000 when I resigned from Darulum, Newcastle, you know. So then our tickets all were booked already. We were going to visit five countries, and we visited five countries with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So we went to Jordan, we went to Palestine. Mafa was just drinking some water there. We went to Jordan, Palestine, and then Syria, and then Iraq. And thereafter, remember, from by Syria to Iraq, we went by bus. And from there we went, you must remember, to Haramain Sharifain and so forth. So we spent 6 days in Iraq, and we stayed in the best hotel in the whole of Iraq. It's a Funduk al-Rashid. So it was Saddam's time, Saddam was alive. So remember that in Saddam's time it was, and he built that hotel for the non-aligned movement. He's supposed to have a big conference there. So that was the hotel they booked us in. It was very nice, mashallah. What is the meaning of Iraq? Write it down, Maulana, you will benefit from this. So in Arabic it's called Ardur Rafidatain. Ardur Rafidatain, Ard, the land. And Rafidatain, the land between the two rivers. So one side you have the Dijla, on the one side you have the Furat, Euphrates. So that is called Iraq. So remember that. It's a fascinating country, you understood, to visit. Those days, there's a story involved. I phoned Flywheel Bricks and I told him I want to go Iraq. He said, very good, but you can't go alone, you and your wife. They won't allow. You must go in a group. They're only allowing groups and so forth. And when you go in a group and all that, then you have a guide also, and you have a police. There's some security personnel with you. Well, every bus will have that, you see. So they'll tell you that, okay, you're going to go here, go here, go here. Because it was, you know, situation was still volatile. So cut long story short, so I told him I want to go. He said, see, there's one group from here. They're going, they won't take you. They hate your guts. You understood? So I said, okay, who doesn't hate my guts? Tell me. So he said, see, there's another person. His name is Abdul Qadir. So you must ask him and there. So he's a brother there in Mafeking. So he gave me the number. I called him. And I told him, Assalamu alaikum, Abdul Qadir ba. I spoke in Myanmar and he said, gee. So I told him, Manjun alo bi Abdul Qadir. My name was Abdul Qadir. I spoke to Haji Abu Bakr Briggs and he said, I must contact you. He only asked me one question. He asked me, Aiki gam jayo, from which village you come, meaning in India. So I told him, Bandwar. You see that? He said, you own Kalas. He said, tell Briggs must book your ticket. You understood? So you see, when we went to Iran, Maulana, the name came in handy. Abdul Qadir Hussein, Husseini. And wife Fatima, Husseini Fatima. They were 100% sure we Shias. Understood? So that was in 2013 in Iran. There at the airport, Khomeini Airport. And with Allah's help, we were nobody, no trouble, nothing like that. For us, it was very safe. What is the truth we must speak? We must make propaganda and lies and all that. Islam don't allow that. And then, yeah, that was the only question. But then afterwards, he realized he made a mistake. You understood? So he was remembered. So anyway, both places, they realized they made a mistake. But we saw the place now finished now. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So that is how we landed there. So I'm telling you about Iraq. Iraq is a fascinating history. One day if you can go, you must go there, Maulana. So your whole Hanafi fiqh is called Fiqh Ahlil Iraq. So you must remember that. So Allama Zahid Kawsari and all of them, you must remember this. You call it Fiqh Ahlil Iraq. Imam Tirmidhi, Rahimahullah, he hardly took Imam Abu Hanifa's name anyway. You see that? He say, وَقَالَ أَهْلُ الْكُوفَ وَقَالَ بَعْضُ أَهْلِ الْكُوفَ. The people of Kufa said so, and referring to the Hanafis in most cases. So that is what you should remember. Now, I'm giving you from the top. It's such an honorable land that, remember, Anbiya, Nabi is buried there. Who? Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam. Yesterday we started Surah Yunus. You see that? So that is his Nami, Isma Grami is mentioned 4 times in the Noble Quran. That the whole incident of him leaving and going and all that happened there. He was sent to Nineveh. Nineveh is where? Near to Mosul. Not Mosul. Mosul the kafir kufar, they say. We must learn the proper Islamic terms, you know. And then he was sent to 100,000 people. Oh, Yazidun, or more than 100,000, you see that? So all that happened there. Then Sahaba. So now how Sahaba landed there? So remember in Islam, when we started our empire, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam migrated to Madinah Munawwara. So the headquarters in Medina Munawwara. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr's time, Medina Munawwara. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu's time, Medina Munawwara. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu's time, Medina Munawwara. But when Sayyidina Ali became Khalifa, then he moved the Khilafat and the capital to Iraq. You must remember that. So already thousands of Sahaba were moving, going around with him. And then after that, you must remember that you have the Umayyad dynasty for 90 years plus minus. So you know, there were 14 Khulafa. And then after that, you have the Abbasid dynasty, and they were ruling from Iraq 525 years or more. And how many? 37 Khulafa they had. So what a great contribution Iraq played to Muslim law and Muslim fiqh and history and politics and so forth. Harun Rashid and lot of issues and so forth. So you have Sahaba, you have Anbiya, so Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. Then you have Sahaba radiallahu an, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an is buried in Iraq, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an is buried in Iraq. You have Salman Farsi radiallahu an buried in Iraq. You have Huzaifa bin Yaman buried in Iraq. You see that? So you must remember the Abdullah bin Jabir radiallahu an buried there and so forth and so on. So like that, you see. So, and write it down also that in 1929, before the Saudi regime came into existence. Saudi regime came into existence in 1932. Remember that, 23rd September. And this happened incident in 1929. So you'll see why I'm saying before the Saudi regime. So when Makkah, Mukarramah, Jeddah, Taif, all that, Khaybar, all that was called, you must remember, Al-Hijaz, Al-Hijaz, Al-Muqaddas. So that is, you must remember what you should do. So Allah Jalla wa Ala made it such, you see, possible. That, and where you will see this incident, you will find it there in Madain. Where you'll find it? In Madain. So lo and behold, the king that time of Iraq was King Farouk, you see. So he saw a dream that the water is seeping into the graves of Sahaba. But this king, now he forgot. The Grand Mufti of that time was a real Grand Mufti. Just to digress for a moment, now in Riyadh, they're going to change one street's name. And they're going to name it after him, the Grand Mufti of Saudi who passed away. You see, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah Ali Sheikh. That's just to make Kali Kali, you know, we appreciate him and all that. So that is all just by the way. So anyway, let's get here with our topic. So this 2019-29. So then the Grand Mufti saw this. So he went and told the king, you know, I said, yes, it's true, even I saw it. So they had an emergency meeting and they said, we must exhume the body of Sahaba. The news spread like fire. So the ulama of Hijaz, of Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara, Jeddah, Taif, all that, said, no, you can't do that. Why? The Hajj season is very near now. It's not every day you exhume the body of Sahaba and so forth. So remember, we want to be present. So they postponed it for a few months. So after that, the announcement was made. Not millions, say thousands of people came and they saw that how they transferred the body of Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu ta'ala, and you see that, and they transferred the body of, remember, Abdullah bin Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, and in that way, where Salman Farsi was buried, they brought them there. So all three graves are there now. So we went there in Madain and so forth, you see. So that is also something that we should know and all that. Anyway, cut long story short, so then it's a land of Sahaba, it's a land of the jurors and fuqaha. Imam Abu Hanifa is buried there in Azamiyah, and next to the Dijla, the Tigris River, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah is buried there. There in Kazimiyah, Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah is buried there, you see. Now you know why the Hanafi fiqh also, this is something, one point you should remember, became very famous in the world. You must remember that when you have, it's like this, the chronological table, very quick. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi demise takes place in the 11th of the Hijrah. Then you have 30 years rule, Khulafa'i Rashidin, you see. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu gets martyred in the year 40, yes. Then in Ramadan, 17 Ramadan. Then for 6 months he runs the whole country, like you see the empire. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu bin Ali radiallahu anhu. So then after that he resigns, hands it over to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. So including that 6 months is 30 years. And thereafter you have the Umayyad dynasty, 90 years. Then you have the headquarters Syria, Damascus. Then you have, remember, the headquarters there in Baghdad. And that is during the time of the Abbasid dynasty. 525 years they ruled, right? And you have 37 Khulafa. Then you have 640 years rule of the Umayyad, of the Usmanid, see, Khulafa de Usmaniya, so the Ottoman Empire. So they had the headquarters, Turkey, you see, Istanbul and all these areas and so forth. So there, you must remember, the madhab that was prevalent for the entire empire was the Hanafi fiqh. And from there, you must remember, the Imam Abu Yusuf, all the verdicts he passed, Imam Muhammad, all the books he wrote and all that, they took from all that and they prepared one book, and it's called Al-Majalla. So that was the book all the Qazis and them used to follow and all. And during the Abbasid dynasty, he was Qazi al-Quzat, who, therefore, Harun Rashid used to call him, invite him and all that, you see, for Khalifa, for the Qazi, Abu Yusuf and so forth. So during the Abbasid dynasty, the Hanafi fiqh flourished. And during the Umayyad, during the Usmani Khilafat, Ottoman Empire, it became law. You understood? That the whole empire will follow this jurisprudence and so forth. So we should know all these things there, you see that? So that is how it is. So it's land of Anbiya, Nabi, land of Sahaba, land of Fuqaha, and so forth. Millions they are buried there, you understand? What we know, and so forth. So thereafter is the land of Awliyaullah. Who are the Awliyaullah who's buried their famous ones? And we went to all their graves, mashallah. Hazrat Piran-e Peer, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawarullah Marqadum, Hazrat Ma'ruf Karikhi, he was a Christian. And then he embraced Islam. His parents used to hit him. He say, Wahid, Wahid, Allah is one, Allah is one, no Trinity. Then they gave up. And then, mashallah, his karamat, all that. Then Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, Hazrat Sirri Sakti, and all of them, they buried there. We went to all of them, you see. So Ajib graves, yeah, and cemeteries there, and all that. And in Saddam's time, now we're speaking 25 years earlier, all these famous mazarat were in immaculate condition. You see that? You go to Karbala, you go here, you go there. Because it's a money spinner, you must remember. They say that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is buried in Najaf. So that is the propaganda of the Shias. You see that? Our ulama have written that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is buried there, you must remember, in the Darul Imara, not in Najaf. They say where they are, the Shias and that are praying, there Mughira bin Shoba or some other Sahabi is buried there. You see that? So you must know all these things also. So let us give you now a brief profile. Who is Hazrat Piran-e Peer Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawarullah Marqadahu, you see? So that is why. And for us to learn the lives about these people, you must remember, is very, very important, because we believe in the Awliyaullah and so forth and so on. So you must remember that. So yeah, Mufti Taqi Usmani writes, you must remember, Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Quddisa Sirruhu Ke Mazar Mubarak, so you must remember, so it is next to what? Maqbara Babu Deir, so Deir, Dal Yara. So that's the old name and all that. So anyway, you must remember, but nowadays, the whole thing now is made very good and so forth and so on, of all this Awliyaullah and everything there. So that is how you must understand it. Now I'll give you notes from this book. Yes, this my brother-in-law gave me, my wife's brother, Hafiz Suleiman Ovi Muhammad. So he passed away also, you know, in that few months when the three brothers-in-law passed away, you see. So he was about 80 years old or more. So Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus, the saint of Jilan, you see. And he's written by S.A. Salik. So you must remember this. So when was Hazrat Piran-e Peer's Milad Mubarak? When was he born? The first day of Ramadan. And it was the year 470. You got it now. So you must remember that. As far as his parents and all that, you must remember go. So then it is Ajib. He's a Hassani and he's a Husseini. You must know that as well. So he's Hassani and Husseini. So how he becomes Hassani and Husseini and so forth, so we give it to you. So the Hazrat Ummul Khair Fatima gave birth to a son on the first day of the month of Ramadan. So it was 470 Hijri, and it was the year 1077. You see, Christian calendar and so forth. Christian calendar meaning CE. So now what was his mother's name? Ummul Khair. You got it now. What was his mother's name? Fatima. What was the kunyat? Ummul Khair. And she gave birth, you see. His name was Abdul Qadir. And his kunyat and son, this thing there, his agnomen was Abu Muhammad. Abu Muhammad. And his title became Muhyiddin. You must remember. The one who revived the deen and so forth and so on. So you must remember that Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani from his father's side was a Hassani. You see, was a Hassani. And from his mother's side, so he was a Husseini and so forth and so on. So now you must remember that, so who's his father now? So he was born, so that is there. So he was son of Sayyid Hassan, okay, they got all that there. So now, anyway, that his father was also so a waliullah and so this thing and all this kind of thing. That year, so Hazrat Abu Salih, so you must remember his father's name, Abu Salih. So you must remember that is there. So Abu Salih was his father, and mother was Fatima Ummul Khair, and so forth. So that is how that they lived, and then Hazrat Pirani Fir was born, and so forth, and so on. So now there are many, many stories about his and all that. When he was about 18 years old, on the day of Arafat, you see that, they say that you must remember that he departed for Baghdad and so forth and so on. So I'm seeing many similarities here, you know. So I was born in Ramadan also, you see. And then my name Abdul Qadir. Hazrat Pirani Pir, he left Jilan, all that, he would study at the age of 18. So the age of, you must remember, that 17, I went to go study Karachi. So he must have so all these things happened. So, and his mother told him that you must never speak lies. So now when she was going, so she put big, big gold coins and all that, 40 gold coins inside the garment of his, you see. So now one day while he was going, these crooks, you must remember, they have, you know, those highway robbers we call, Kutta Ut Tariq. So they held him and they told him that, you know, that we're going to steal everything of yours. So he said, okay, you want to steal? I got money inside the inner garment also. They didn't know about that, but he showed them that. So they thought he's lying and all them. Lie meaning joking, you see? So this type of thing. So when they said they saw it here, subhanAllah, so this became a means of their hidayat and all these kind of things. They said, look at this youngster. That we never even knew, but see what a great person, you see. So like that it is. And then you must remember that few things I just want to tell you about him. You see, some people, they were very, very critical of him. You know, they said, yeah, they just say waliullah and this and all that. Like today, you say. So there was a person in those days, that Ibn al-Jawzi. Now, Ibn al-Jawzi, if you study hadith, is known as mutashaddid. He's very, you understand, strict in hadith. You know, he'll tell you this hadith is mawdu and fabricated and all of that. So initially, he was very critical, remember, of Hazrat Pirani Pir and all these kind of things. Then one day he came there. You must remember, in the dars of Hazrat Pirani Pir and so forth. And then he started explaining everything. From this point, from that point, from that point. Then he became, you must remember, that mu'taqid of his. He said, this man is real giant in field. He followed the Hanbali school. Hazrat Pirani Pir followed the Hanbali school. So we must remember that as well. And thereafter, his works and all that, the books that he wrote, I have some of his works, you understood. Nowadays, some of them are already, you must remember, translated in the English language and so forth and so on. So the famous work of his is Hunyatul Talibin. So the famous work is Hunyatul Talibin. So anyway, so and it translated also. So that is what we should know, and we should try and procure copies of all these kind of books here. And another work of his is called Futuhul Ghaib. You see that? So Hunyatul Talibin is a book. It was written according to the laws of the Sunnis. And then he mentioned about the deviant groups also, that these people are gone astray and so forth and so on. Then he wrote Futuhul Ghaib. There it is, 78 sermons. You see, khutbahs he delivered. And then another book, Fathur Rabbani. It contains 68 sermons, you see that, of Hazrat Sheikh, you see, Rahmatullah Ali, and so forth. And that time, the Mu'tazilites were also, remember, you understood, very, very, you know, in their pride. So he wrote a book against them as well, and it is known as Bahjatul Asrar, and all these things here. And then there's another book called Qasida Ghawsiyah. Nowadays, where you see Masjid Ghawsiyah, or you see Khanka Ghawsiyah, and all that, is named after him, Hazrat Pirani Pir, you see that? In short, and that, so about 29:30, we understood things that are written and poems and all that in this book here. So like that, many, many books are written about Hazrat Pirani, and people then wrote after him and so forth and so on. So now we come here to the many karamas, but some of them are not authentic. People, they just want to make them up. One famous, okay, how did he get the title of Muhyiddin, you see? So remember, you know, today people give people titles and all that, Qutbul Irshad and what, you must remember, so like that. So it was on a Friday, the year was 511 after a Hajra. So Hazrat came back for barefooted to Baghdad. So on the way, you understand, a person was sick and so forth and so on. So then he said, Salaam Alaikum. So Hazrat replied to him. So the person then requested, Hazrat, you come near me and all that so I can sit up. I'm so sick and weak and all that. So Hazrat, you understand, that was but frightened that who is this person? He's a total stranger. Maybe he'll harm me and so forth. So that person, you understood, then replied, I am the religion of your grandfather. So it's like that. I am the religion of your grandfather. I became so weak and so forth, but through you, Allah Ta'ala is going to revive this religion and so forth and so forth. And he gave him a pair of shoes and so forth, the sick person, and told him, you are Muhyiddin. So you must remember that. Then when the people heard about this, everybody started calling Hazrat Muhyiddin, you see. So that's in our karamats and all these type of things. There's no doubt, the million, thousands of people, they made tawbah, they changed their lives and all that and so forth. And then he passes away, you must remember. So when he passed away, so this is to do with where we are now, you understood? So in his last moments, you must remember, he was reading the Kalima and so forth. The angel of death came and said that now it's time for you. The last words of Hazrat Pirani Pir was, I want and seek the help of Allah Ta'ala, read the Kalima and so forth. And then his noble soul ascended, you must remember. It was on the 11th of Rabi'ul Akhir, the year 561. So he passed away at the ripe old age of 91 years old. See that. So before I go to anything further, so I like to read always this, and it's good if you memorize it also. Normally, if there's janazah or there's lectures or something, so like tomorrow in my Jummah, inshallah, if I remember, then I will quote it also. See, we are all loving today, right? I just told you two people who we know, you understood? So you see this brother Hashim Shaleji. So that now his janazah, they say, is already read there in King Ross and that. And now that they're going to take the janazah to Durban, Springbok Beach and all that for his family, whatever. And the other janazah is coming this way, from Tongat and all that to Stanerton and that. So now, some people we know, some we don't know and all that. So now they tell you, okay, last week Friday, my brother Haji Ahmed Abdi, we finished up in Joburg, this, that. And then he said, come, we go to Mamusa Akudi. We already informed him we're going to come. So then he told me, give a talk. The ladies all want, you must give. So then if you remember, we give this advice here. Quran Sharif, kullu nafsin dhaikatul maut. Hadith Sharif, akthiru zikra hazimil ladzat. Remember abundantly the destroyer of pleasures. You see that? The hadith authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif. Then Quran, Sunnah, then we come to Awliyaullah and so forth. So, or you can come to Sahaba. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, on his ring he had engraved, Kafa bil mawti wa'idhan ya Umar. Death is sufficient as an advisor. You see that? So that is how always you just look, you see, death is now hovering above my head. And when I meet, I'm sure Hazrat Maulana told you all there also when you met him in PE. They'll say, Hazrat, how are you? Say, no, I'm making tayari now, preparation for the year after. You understood? Anytime death can strike, that's his famous answer nowadays. Because he's now 87, 86 years old, 90 years old, Islamically plus minus. So that is why he says, you see, like that. So now for me and you, we got so many plans. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And still like what this hope and aspiration. So here Hazrat Pirani Pir Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawar al-Namar Qadahu. He said this, وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ. How many kafans are washed daily? Can we ever imagine? Where and where people pass away, you see that? 100 people Palestine, 20 people here, 5 people here, 10 people there. And millions others, we don't know who passed away and all that in the past. So how many kafan are being, kafan shroud, are washed every day. But me and you, one day, you go into the kafan, in the shroud, where are we? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ. He's busy in the market, in the mall, in the bazaar. You see that? We busy there by Hello Pesa. The shop's name is Hello Pesa, you see. So when I go Thursdays there for my haircut, before I used to go every week, now I go once a month and all. So you must remember, then I ask, I say, no, Hello Pesa ke pas gaya. You see, he's gone to Hello Pesa. Hello Pesa means when they do exchange currency and all that. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. How many graves are being dug? Every graveyard, every second graveyard will have certain extra vacant graves. Who will be the next person to be buried? We don't know. But the person who's going to go into the grave, me and you, وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ, that he is deceived with the occasions of joy and happiness. Today my daughter just got fixed, my son just graduated as a doctor, lawyer, engineer, and my children are excelling in their school, my business is flourishing, and so forth and so on. So that I just bought my new BMW, my new Merc, my new Porsche, my new Ferrari, my new Bentley. See, so that it is. وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. Then he goes on and says, وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. How many a person is smiling today? He went to the doctor. Doctor told him, you're so healthy like a horse. You will last another 50 years. He just went 50 steps and he collapsed, heart attack. You see, in Heidelberg it happened once. Person went to the doctor many, many years ago. He told him, you clean bill of health. He reached home, heart attack, and he passed away. So that a young person, وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. How many a person is smiling today? My health is good, my wealth is good, my wife is looking younger by the day, my children are all settled and everything and all that. But insan, وَهُوَ أَنْ قَرِيبٍ حَالِكُ. That very soon you will become history. Therefore they call it history. Break it up. His story. So what is my story, your story, our legacy? This is the legacy of Piran-e-Pir. Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawwarullah Marqadahu. Waliullah, there's no doubt in that. You must remember that. Ala inna awliya Allah ila khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. So who are the awliya Allah? Alladheena amanu wa kanu yattaqoon. They have true taqwa all the time. Not like me and you. We are sanctimonious, remember. Friday come, we are pious. Ramadan come, we are pious. We go Makkah, Medina, Aqsa, we are pious. But other times, then all the shaitaniyat comes out. Allah forbid, Allah protect us. So we must be very clear on these issues. Then for them, لَوْمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah gives them glad tidings. They see wonderful dreams and all that. Other people see the dreams. And in the Akhirat also. And then, لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ. No one can change the words of Allah. And that is the true success. And then people will castigate them, criticize them, condemn them. وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. This people's speech must not go and sadden you. إِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. See how beautifully Allah says. The real honor is only solely in the hands of Almighty Allah. See yesterday. See yesterday. Qari Bashir passes away day in Medina Munawwara. He makes wasiyat and he says that Sheikh Salah Budair might perform my Salatul Janazah. So lo and behold, after Maghrib, he performed the Janazah. You see. So there, he's the Imam of so many, he's the Ustad of so many Imams of the Haram Masjidun Nabawi. Then our South African, I don't know him, Brother Mubin Shamsuddin from here, Lakefield Benoni, and that I'm sure other people, they know him. In Riyazul Jannah in the second surf while making salat there, mashallah, in sujood he passes away. Now what you say about that? You will say, ye to qabile rashk maut hai. You see, a death we should be envious of. This morning after Fajr was a janaza in Baqi, in Masjid Nabawi, buried already in Baqi. So these are the people we will say 100% awliyaullah. You understood? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about people like Qari sahab and khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa allama. The best of you are those who learn the Qur'an Sharif and you teach it to others. So now I must give you one more point and then we finish. So when we went, 2000, so we every day they told us we must go here, we must go there, it was very good. But every day, we had to go to Hazrat Pirane Peer's grave. You see that? Either before we leave or either when you come, you see. So now it was this season here. Now you must know, today in South Africa, the date is what? Is the 9th, you see, of Rabi'ul Akhir. So tonight will be the 10th. But in 90-95% of the countries, such as the world, today is already the 10th. And now tonight will be what? Igyarvi Sharif, as they call. The night of the 11th. And it's Laylatul Jumu'ah. They'll say, this is Nurun ala Nur. You see that? What you talking? Just see. That it is Thursday night, night of Jumu'ah. It is Igyarvi Sharif night. You see that? And thus and all. So that 6 day we went, 7 day we went, 8 day we went like this. So every day we go, so I see the crowd is increasing, increasing, all like that. I'm telling you what I saw, not that somebody else came and tell me. You see that? One South African Maulvi, he saw me there, he asked me, what you doing here? So I say, my name is Abdul Qadir Bhai, we believe in Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. Just keep quiet, you see that, and so forth. In our Mehmans, it's very famous, Mahazahid, you don't know this. So if you've got 2, 3, 4 sons, you must keep one son's name, Abdul Qadir. Bo vaddo peer wo, pirane peer. You see, he was a biggest sheikh, you see. So you must keep that. So you see, therefore mostly in the Mehmans you will find one son's name, Abdul Qadir, you see. So I'm the last one, I'm the last child. So 2 brothers I have, 2 sisters, 2 brothers passed away, 2 sisters alive. Allah grant them siha afia. And I'm the last one, therefore the mastan one, you see. Spoiled, you know, parents spoiled me a lot and so forth. Anybody tell me nonsense, my father say, you keep quiet, you see. My mother, so therefore spoiled, like you see. So anyway, in Mehmet we say, you understand, they go chaglo, chaglo. You see, spoiled in this type of things. You know, grew up in lap of luxury like that. But Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So cut long story short, so now I see all these things going on. I give you 4 or 5 examples what I saw. You see these drums that they play with. Now these are not drums. These are super-sized drums. You understand? Big, big drums. And these guys are hitting it there in the masjid. You see that? And as and all this kind of thing. Long, long hair they got. I never saw them reading one namaz, but they hitting those drums one way, dum, dum, dalaka, dum, like that, you see that. And the people are also looking and moving and shaking and all like that. Now, since when Islam allows these things, I'm asking. That's one. 2, I saw people making ruku, sajda, direct to Hazrat Pirane Peer, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. I'm asking you a question. Look at Salatul Janaza. You got Mayyid there, then you got the Imam, and you got congregation. So why no ruku, no sujood, why? Because remember that ruku sajda is only solely exclusively for who? For him, Almighty Allah Jalla Allah. So how we can justify this? With my own eyes, wallahi, I'm saying, Mona Zahid Khan, Damat Barakatum. I saw one South African, his back is facing the Qibla, and his face is facing the Mazar of Pirane Peer, Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. He's reading Salat like that. And if you're going to tell anybody, there it'll be a big fight, you must remember. So everybody just keep quiet. And it's becoming a money spinner for them, you see that? So you must remember. So thus I saw drums there, I saw people, you must remember that, making ruku there, sajda there, all these things. then where the grave Mazar Mubarak is, there's no such thing that men and women are separate. You go in together. Now you can imagine how much mix-up goes on there. First of all, for women to go to graves is not permissible. But you must remember that some ulama, they'll make ta'wil, they say no. So okay, but now when you got all this mix-up here and all this, are you justifying it? Understood? So it's becoming a money spinner. They got their box there and they got this and this and all these kind of things and all that. You go to Karbala, So there you must remember they take you to one room and they play with the lights. They got people, specialists. What language you speak, brother? When you make brother, brother, you must know something is coming. No, we speak English. Here's the English one. No, we speak Arabic. Yeah, there's the Arabic. You speak Urdu, right? You speak Farsi, yes, Farsi. You speak German, right? German, yeah. 10, 15, 20 languages, they got everybody ready. You see? Because they're money spinner, you must remember. Then they put all the lights off and they put their projector on, like you see. And then they'll tell you, see there on the wall, this is the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. They speak like that, you see. So already they're playing on the emotions of the people. And then they will say, this happened, then he got martyred, and then people start crying and that, you see, that. Because it's a narrative, it's a story, emotion, you see. Then after half an hour, they're on the lights and all that. So everybody's eyes are already wet, and then they got the box, they pass it around. So you must remember, people, they'll think that they're passing the box to who? To Sayyidina Hussein himself. Understood? So that box gets full, you must remember, in 2 minutes it's full. Dollars and rands and whatever currency they got, they just put. So that is what's happening nowadays. Now, it was Igyarvi Sharif. That night came. So we in Qasr Rashid, that Funduk Rashid. Oh yeah, another thing about that I forgot to tell you, that when you enter the hotel, there's no other entrance, one big entrance. So on the entrance, they had George W. Bush. You understand? His face there. So when you press, when you walk there, it makes ting. You understood? So everybody, entrance and exit, you have to walk on his face, George W. Bush face. Whether it's still there, not there, I don't know. Maybe they got Trump's face, I don't know. You understand? Or Biden, or which Harami they got. But that time it was like that. Then one night, Marana, they'll be waiting for the guide and all that. So I went to complain. I said, so long waiting. So they opened with a spare key. The guide also passed away. You see that? And he should tell me I'm not well. Because in our group, nobody really knew Arabic. So that. He should tell me I'm not well. He said, all this medicine they give us is all 90% expired medicines and all that. But death will come on the appointed time. Then they gave us a new guide and all that. Now they told me, get ready, we're going. I told them, no, tonight I'm not coming. They said, now tonight I'm not coming. So they asked me why. I didn't tell them now, I'm telling you. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, فَنَذَرَ نَذْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ You see, he looked up there and he told them, me, I'm feeling ill and sick. I'm sick of your people's all this upside down in those days, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Your kufr and your shirk and all these things there. So he went and he smashed all the idols beside the big one. You see that? So I didn't go because I saw what things went on. I said, if this is what happens on the 8th night, 9th night, 10th night, then what would happen on the 11th night? So I didn't go. So they told me the Vandirata is a big, not a big night, but people made it a big night. You understood? And this type of things, yeah. So if you study, you see Tasawwuf of Tazkiyah, there's many good things also, and there's certain things that we can't accept. So what the Sufis and the Khulafa and Muridin used to do in those days, like now, let me just give you an example, it will resonate with you. South Africa, India, Pakistan, Britain, and so many countries happening. So now, the easy way the sheikhs do, they tell the Muridin and Khulafa and whoever that you must come here to our masjid, our markaz, and Ramadan time. You see? So some Muridin will be there 40 days. Some will be there before Ramadan and they'll stay after Eid. Some will come that first 20 days. So then last 10 days they go away. Then you get others who spend the whole month, entire month. Eid day they'll go away. Like that, some will come first 10 days or middle 10 days or last 10, like that it is. So why? Because then the Shaykh can give all his irshadat. He can give all his spiritual advices and all this kind of thing. So in those days, what they used to do is, on the demise of the Shaykh, they tell, they send a letter out that we're all going to meet here, meet there, and all that for this. So it was like, you know, nowadays they got Islahi Istima. So how we got Istima like that? So that. But now the form and shape it has taken today, that definitely is not permissible. None of these things happening today is what Hazrat Pirane Pir taught the people who are bari umminhum. He never ever taught these things there, you see. So that is why, so my friends, they left yesterday. So I told them, you know where you're going. They just said, we got a special, we're going to Baghdad, we never been to Baghdad. I said, very good. So I told them, tonight they'll take you there, by a certain time you'll be in. You see, because the traffic and the people, thousands and thousands I saw, you must remember that, from Bangladesh and the Arab countries and from London and from South Africa and from Pakistan and India and here and there and there. You see? So the main purpose was that, but the main purpose is no more. Today it is becoming sightseeing, today it is becoming shopping. Today, then they even took us to the family of Hazrat Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani's family. His children, 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 you understood? You know how many wives he had, so and how many children he had, Hazrat Pirane Pir. So subhanallah, so I must just find it, you understood? Yes, it is, inshallah. So Hazrat Pirane Pir, last point is something very interesting. The marriage of Hazrat, you see that? There's a heading they got here, in this book here, the Saint of Jilan. So, at the age of 51, he married. So there, I didn't copy Sheikh, you see that? So we got married early, alhamdulillah. So, you know, he got married to 4 wives, you see that? He had 49 children. How many children, Maulana? 49 children from the 4 wives. 27 of them were sons and 22 were daughters. You must remember that also. Because it was Waliullah, Allah gave them spiritual strength, you know, and this type of things. Yeah. Today, if a guy got 4 children like you, Mazaid, or 9 children, they'll say, boy, this guy's a buzuk. He has 49 children. Huh? So you must remember this kind of things. Yeah. So anyway, so that is also something very important. So why I'm telling you that, so you must remember that. So they took us there. Now one thing that I saw, I mean, I just tell you what I saw. So you must remember, you meet the men, and not, we don't go with a woman, obviously, we go with a man. But when you look at them, Maulana, you will think of that hadith. What are the signs of the awliyaullah? Alladhina idha ru'u dhukirallah. The nur on their face, and the akhlaq, and dust, and all these kind of things. Subhanallah. And they got a langar there. You know what is langar?
No.
How? So langar is, you must remember, the kitchen is running 24 hours. So the kitchen that runs like that, you call it langar khana. You see that? People coming from here and there and there. Now these days, oh, that langar khana is full. Thousands of people coming. Because why? The people pay thousands, for example, and they collect chows for 100, 200. So it's a very profitable business. So no, Vaddo Pir Jonalo, you see, must give in the name of the Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. So these are the negative things. Positive there are many, but the negative things. So if people go, like yesterday my friends went and them, so I told them, see, that these are the things you're going to see, and many more things you will see. So make sure you don't get involved in this. Just now the drums start going there and then, so you also start shaking your body and all like that. At the Boharu Lage, you see. Shaitan makes it like that. You see that? So Zayyana Lamu Shaitanu A'malahu. So Shaitan, if you do, so that all haram things are haram. We must be clear on this type of issues there.
From us and the team, we say Jazakumullah Khaira. Next we go for the news of Brother Suleiman Yasuf.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة.